What's up? What's up? What's up, friends, family, and fans? Welcome to the Life One Podcast. This is where we L, listen, I, inspire, F, friends, E.
Everywhere.
You might get lost in that one. But that's right. We listen and inspire friends everywhere. And why do we do it? Simply because life happens to everyone. That's it. So I am your host, Stone Stafford, riding with my ride or die as always.
Johnny Vaughn.
Now, today is going to be a good one. Today is it's going to be a little hard truth. You might get smacked in the mouth, whatever it is. But just know that we love you. So this belt actually says love on the buckle.
I like you a lot.
All right. But we're going to talk about the number one reason why you aren't who, where, or what you want to be. So back to what I was saying.
Stone has all these bullet points and these notes and all this science. I ain't got none of that. The reason why you're not who, where, or what you want to be is because you don't know who, what, or where you want to be. Back to what I was saying.
So I already warned you guys, this is one of them tough love kind of conversations, but I believe in you. I believe you can take this. So we're going to jump right into this. All right. Now, what I'm going to do, because there's a bunch of reasons, first of all, so this isn't a one fix, you know, answer fix all. Mm-hmm. But there are actually the top three things that typically keep people from doing what it is that they want to do, fulfilling their dreams and
the man,
and
all that kind
of stuff. Yeah. The who?
The man be keeping you down.
The man. That will never be an excuse. Just understand
it's
not
that. The man.
And that's actually going to be another podcast we're going to work on. A lot of black people aren't going to like me on that podcast. So, so the top three in doing the reading that I've done, and believe it or not, I do try to do some research on these topics, guys, so you're not totally getting Stone's opinion, which in 2023 we're going to try to do less of. And keep it more factual.
No.
Stone's opinion tends to cause a lot of controversy.
No, it doesn't. Johnny's response to Stone's opinion.
Well, that too. But even outside of this, it does.
But I think it's necessary because that's kind of the life's
blood. I am necessary. Thank you for that validation. Mm-hmm. All right. So of the top three that I find, fear and anxiety, I'm going to put it at number three.
Yeah.
All right. So fear and anxiety, they tend to freeze you. All right. You actually don't even get started. You don't move. And of course, if you don't start, you can never accomplish anything. Mm-hmm. So fear and anxiety are probably number three. Number two is understanding. Now, when I say understanding, first of all, understanding is an antidote for fear. Because typically we fear that which we don't understand. And that's not an original quote.
Strong with the force, this one is.
Hey, there you go, Yoda. All right. So, but there's truth in that. We typically fear what we don't understand.
Yes.
Even you look at race relations, that, you know, someone who is prejudiced, usually when they end up spending time with someone and find that they're actually a cool person, there's no more prejudice there.
We're experiencing that right now with the whole, we don't want critical race theory and all this stuff. And it's literally because they don't understand what's supposed to be taught in critical race theory.
Boom.
It's a prime example of what we're... again, a macrocosm of our microcosm right now.
Yeah. So as I always say, especially with me and Tosh when we go into it, I tend to do this, believe it or not. It's not a pat on the back. I haven't mastered it. But seek to understand before being understood. If you do that, half your arguments will go away. But
kudos to you for seeking to understand and stopping your habit of seeking to respond. You've really grown in that.
Oh, I'm working on myself.
It's amazing.
I am working on myself.
I have watched the growth over these 5 years or so. I point that out for this because that introspective thing of you making a statement saying, I do this, making a statement saying, I do this, reminds you that you have to continue.
For sure.
To do that.
Absolutely.
Because your understanding will start to fade and wane the second you stop pressing the gas to continue to understand. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to seep back into our, I don't care about understanding.
Right.
And then the fear perpetuates itself.
Well, thank you, Sensei Johnny. Mm-hmm. Hiya, Shata. Oh, was that okay? You know what? I'm not worried about being PC. Moving on, because some of y'all are like, can y'all get to the topic?
So, we in it. That's why we right
so,
there.
Yeah. So understanding is an antidote for fear. Mm-hmm. And when I say understanding, too, I'm also talking about deep understanding, all right? Not just like the what of something, but the deep understanding. We're talking about knowing the big picture and context of a thing, all right? That's the kind of understanding that will get rid of fear, not just surface level understanding. It's like, oh, I know what cells are in my body. Granted, but when you get a deep understanding that you know that the cells are constantly vibrating or the atoms are constantly vibrating, da-da-da. When you have a deeper understanding of something, then the fear goes. All right, so that's number two. Number one reason why I believe, backed up by what I've been reading and researching, as to why you aren't who, what, or where you want to be, is consistency. That's going to be it. Now, a lot of us have a discipline to start, but a lot of times we don't have the consistency to keep it going. And of course, if you're not consistent in anything, there are no results to be had. As a matter of fact, in our my success formula, it's the last C, and it's last for a reason. My success formula, for those who don't know, is 3 times CE. And as a matter of fact, instead of spilling the beans, go to that episode and listen to the success formula. All right. So if you're anyway, what's he talking about? Some CE, but it is a proven. And the reason why, because I got this from a whole bunch of people who are successful. And this is what I found to be the common thread in every single one of them. So 3 times CE, but that last C is consistency. Without it, forget about it. You will never be who you want to be. You will never have what you want to have, and you'll never go where you want to go. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Stone has all these bullet points and these notes and all this science behind it. I ain't got none of that. The reason why you're not who, where, or what you want to be is because you don't know who, what, or where you want to be. A lot of times you see the exterior of a thing and you like the arbitrary things that come with it, but not necessarily what that thing is. Mm-hmm. So most of us tend to...
Like being an artist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the touring. I like to be on the road. I want to be on stage. They see that aspect of it, and great. Yeah, a lot of us like to travel. A lot of us want to see new places. A lot of us love to perform, but that's literally not the majority of what being an artist is.
Right.
And then because I've talked about this at length on this on this podcast of what I thought I wanted to be, and then when those doors were open to me, and I got behind the scenes, and I got to see what was required.
You're like, oh, peep that. Like,
bro, I don't know if this is what I want. So, without going through all of the bullet points and stuff, it's easy for me to tell you that you haven't spent enough time really understanding what it is you want. And then once you figure out what you want, figure out what's required to get to what you want.
Boom.
And then determine, am I what I need to be to maintain what's required? And then, do I want to do that?
Right.
Because if either of those answers are no, it's not who, what, or where you want to be. So that's my thing. I don't want to cut the episode short or nothing like that.
Well, it's not cutting it short because that's one aspect of it.
Okay.
Because once you cross that bridge, what happens if you're not consistent?
Well, no, then it all falls apart. No,
exactly. You're bringing up a very, so to me, that's the prerequisite.
Okay.
Absolutely, 100%. And it's a very necessary prerequisite. As a matter of fact, you're doing yourself a disfavor and a disservice by not practicing that prerequisite. So I appreciate you bringing that aspect up of it for sure. Yeah, absolutely. But once you pass that test, then after that, you have to be consistent. And honestly, that's really just where most people just fail. And I being one, I'm the first person to admit it.
Do we talk about why people... I don't think we talk about why that failure happens enough, though. I mean, we'll spout the discipline thing and we'll say you're not being disciplined. But I think it goes back to what I just said. If you want something bad enough, there won't be a question of a consistency thing.
Facts, if you want it bad enough, for sure.
And I mean, we talk about it with relationships. This is a human species. It's like if you want this person, then you'll do what's required to make yourself what this person needs. And then that's with everything.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
I think that once the few of us who truly discover what we want to be, where we want to be, and how we want to be, there's nothing that's going to stop us from doing that.
Yeah,
so there's the consistency thing just doesn't become a question.
Right. And so you have to get to that point of, do you truly want it?
Yeah.
And there is a big difference between wanting something and wanting the idea of something.
Right.
Right. Which touches a little bit on what you just said.
Yeah.
But that wanting the idea of something is so real that we confuse that to wanting it. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to World Changers and Pastor Dollar over there. He used to always say this phrase, and you can take out the one adjective, is it an adjective, a pronoun, and you can put in anything. But the way he said it was like, Negro do what Negro wanna do.
Yeah.
And at the end, and that's the truth. Really, there's really nothing that can stop you once your mind, and ironically, that goes back to the success formula. And I'm gonna go ahead and give you a little cheat on this, because the very first letter in the success formula is C, and that is choice. Making a choice, deciding. Once you decide that that's what I want, after that, I'm telling you, nobody gonna stop you. Now, yeah, you might not get it tomorrow, might not get it 10 years from now. You might even pass away before you accomplish it, but you will constantly be moving to achieving that goal because you're unstoppable. And just like Johnny said, you have to decide if you truly want that, mm-hmm. all right?
And then develop your tunnel vision. You know, those steps that we talk about mm-hmm. from time to time on how to get to a certain point. You got to be able to see past and see through everything that's around that once you determine what, where, and who you want to be.
Right.
Because, of course, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff bombarding you from all around that could impede your consistency.
Right.
And then be conscious of the changes of what, who, and where you want to be. You may make a determination that this is what I want.
Today.
And then 8 months from now... 8 months ago, me wanted that. I'm a little wiser. I'm a little more experienced. I want different now.
And let me give a caution on that, because sometimes we'll make that transition or that adjustment mm-hmm. because we're not achieving it yet.
Sure.
And just be careful about that. And that is that's a funny balance, because
no when you're like, hold them. No when to fold.
Yeah, we talked about that, right? How old is too old? Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So it does take some emotional intelligence. Yeah. It takes some situational awareness, because I haven't really achieved this yet. Now, have you not achieved it because you're being impatient, or have you not achieved it because you're past it and now it's time to make an adjustment? Mm. I can't tell you that. You know, we can't tell you that, but you have to use all the elements.
You'll know.
Yeah, all the things that are provided for you to put all the data together to help make that decision. And look, at the end of the day, sometimes you get it wrong, sometimes you get it right. Just accept that and then just roll with it from there, you know. But I truly believe overall in the general picture of things, if you're on the right path in general, things tend to line up the way they're supposed to, as long as you're malleable and you're willing to turn left or right during the process. Okay. I think that's the main thing. And a while ago, I don't know if it was last week, week before something, we talked about what philosopher said, you are what we consistently do. And you said Aristotle, and you were correct.
Right on. Okay.
Yep. It was Aristotle. And that's true. You are what you consistently do. Your success and your failure, to be honest with you, are both going to be found in your daily routine and in your daily choices. Period. End of story. So a lot of times we act dumb, right? We're like, I don't know why this isn't working. I don't know why I haven't. I'm being so condescending right now.
Terrifying. I just.
But it's on purpose. But like, stop acting dumb. Like, go back, look at your calendar, look at your to-do list, look at your freaking Instagram posts and likes and activities, look at your bank account. Whatever it is your daily routine is spent on, both time and money, that's going to give you the answer as to why you haven't achieved anything or why you're not on your way. Because there's two things you're looking for. Am I well on my way, or have I just not achieved? It's one of those two things. You want to either have achieved or you want to be well on your way. Mm-hmm. One of those two things. But if you're stagnant and things just aren't working out and you're not moving at all, stop acting like it's some big mystery of the universe. Look at what your daily routine is.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
It's not the zodiac. my moon rising.
Right. It ain't the moon rising and the hemisphere over the purple horizon and the moons in the sixth and the seventh house at the same time.
I don't know, man. We had like four planets retrograde at the same time a few months ago.
Jim Aquarius. And all that. So yeah, what we say, you know, don't worry about going to your psychic and all that kind of stuff. It just sidebar.
This is sidebar.
I've always been middle of the road on that. I do believe that there are gifts.
Yeah.
That I do believe in. I do. But then I think it's just because how those gifts tend to, this is so sidebar, y'all. It's not even funny. But it's how those gifts tend to get commercialized by the people who have them.
Yeah.
That has probably put a lot of the doubt in my head. But there's this guy, was it Thomas Johns? Have you heard of him?
Mm-mm.
But he had this show called, man, we got to stop doing these free pubs, but it's all good. Shout us out one day, Thomas Johns. But he had a seatbelt. It was seatbelt, not seatbelt psychic, seatbelt reader. It was a play on words, right?
Okay.
Seatbelt cynic.
Seatbelt psychic.
It was seatbelt psychic?
That's what this says, yeah.
Okay. But it was so cool.
He's like driving a taxi?
He was a ride share driver, like Uber and all that kind of stuff. Okay. I forgot what company. But yeah, so people would get in a car and he would tell them that, you know, I'm a medium, and he would say, I sense this, but he would just call out stuff. And of course, when I look at stuff, it's TV. It's on YouTube. Mm. It's a YouTube series. But I'm sorry, like, those reactions are freaking genuine. Yeah. Like, they're genuine. And anyway, it did help me to. Now, if you're going to be one, I believe that's using a gift, because usually it brought closure and healing mm-hmm. to people, which I believe is helpful. But I don't know. It was a really cool show. That's such a sidebar there. But what you don't want to do, to my point, is rely on that to wonder why you aren't who you were supposed to be, where you're supposed to be, doing what you want to do. Don't rely on that crap, because there's so much of that that's totally in your power to do. Just look at your freaking bank statement and your calendar. Yeah. You will find what it is you're spending your time, energy, and money on. And that's probably going to give you a faster reason as to why you haven't accomplished what you want to accomplish.
I got nothing else to say, man. I already told you why. You don't know what you want. you figure that out. I mean, I set out last year to do, year before last, to do something very, very specific in my life. I'm extremely busy. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of projects going on. I get very little sleep, as Stone has made it a point.
It's very concerning.
Hey, people do worry about it. I've had mental, psychological, and physical breakdowns due to my schedule. And I've known that this has been a problem, because I suffer from true workaholic syndrome. I wanted to truly constrict how much output I was putting, but maximize my income. So I started subtracting things and adding things slowly over the course of the last 2 years to get to a point to where my output was required less, but my income would drastically increase. And last year, the amount of red that's on my calendar, that's work. Everything in red is work, which makes my calendar look bloody. But it has led to this year being very clear. I have a lot of open. I'm off the whole month of January, mainly because I'm tired. But I don't have to due to that. And then for the first couple of months when I actually go back, I'm only doing like one project a month. And I'll be bringing in more than I did in the first quarter last year doing that.
Smart.
I figured out what I actually wanted. And it wasn't always to become the big radio exec. To granted, I wanted these things at a certain point, mm-hmm. to being a TV exec, to work on some of the biggest concerts. I wanted all of that stuff. But literally, when I stripped it all down to what Johnny, I want to travel. I want to sleep. I want to watch cartoons.
You want to have options to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
And that's the generalization that everybody always says. Just you want to have options. Yeah, but I want to get more specific on what I want.
Well, those are options for Johnny.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, those are options for Johnny.
And that actually dictated who I wanted to be. Johnny wanted to be free enough to travel. I aspire to have a travel blog. Mm. I don't think anybody cares about my experiences when I travel, but I want to do it, something I want to do for me. So I started creating that space. Once I understood that's what I wanted, then I had to figure out what was required to make that happen. I had to not work so much, first off, so that I had time to travel.
Well, work smarter, right?
No, well, exactly.
Because people would be like, oh, yeah, I ain't going to work as much. Mm-hmm. But we talked about that. You brought that very point up in another episode we did, I think one or two episodes ago, when you said you were talking about what you just said right now, just working smarter or adjusting. Dang it, what were we talking about? You made that same point. It was making what you do count. So when we were talking about how to create habits, mm-hmm. and you were talking about
Being more effective and more efficient.
Being more effective and more efficient. So don't just go out there creating all kinds of new stuff.
Yes.
Try to find that root habit that will have an effect on a whole bunch of other habits.
Absolutely.
So it's a whole working smarter, not harder thing.
100%.
And I want to make sure that's clear, because some people just hone in on you being like, I don't work so much. Well, and they'd be like, oh, you know, I'm going to go part-time.
That's true. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm very open to talking about it, and he gets on me about it. Like, there's a lot of work that went into not having to work so much.
Thank you, because there is a prerequisite to
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
It's in the PPC principle.
Yeah.
Right. The production/production capacity mm-hmm. is something you have to pay attention to. Is like, because you can work your butt off, but that's going to diminish your production capacity.
Yeah.
Or your production, mm-hmm. right? Because your production capacity is being diminished. Why? Because you're not healthy or you're not getting enough sleep.
Absolutely.
But then if you get too much sleep, now you're not producing anything. So you have to find what that balance is, and then be smart with it and just make sure whatever. It's basically learning how to shoot. It's so funny because I'm going to sound like I'm going to contradict myself that I said before, how I said sometimes you want to use a rifle and not a shotgun.
Yeah.
And that's paying attention to the details and being specific. Uh-huh. But then when it comes to choosing what you're going to shoot at or being efficient, you might want to use a shotgun because now you're accomplishing more with the same amount of effort. The 80-20 rule type of thing.
I will allow.
Or not shotgun, buckshot, I think is what I'm trying to think.
Well,
I'm
going to allow. I know what you're trying to
do. All right,
so
clear up what I'm trying to say because I have a feeling that one wasn't clear.
Well, I'm not trying
and there's
to,
someone who's listening right now going, Arr.
I don't want to go through a bunch of gun stuff. And like, Johnny's the gun nut.
Hirsch is America.
But no, when you talk about those, it's a reason why people say shotguns are your best home defense weapon because depending on what type of round you're using,
you are getting specific.
I was about to get to it. You can use buckshot, birdshot, which they do different things. You'll get a splatter pattern when you're not using ball ammo. And then when you're using rifles, you have a more precision shot. That rifle is going to put that ammo exactly where your target's at. You're going to get some spread normally if you're using buckshots when you're shooting with a shotgun. So I get what you're saying. It's going to take care of your target in multiple places.
That's what I'm trying to get at. If you got 10 zombies coming at you, there's a chance you can knock out two or three of them with a buckshot as opposed to just one of them with a rifle.
Well,
that's all I'm trying to say. We're not going to get too specific.
I'm not.
Because Stone doesn't know a lot about guns. Yeah. But my point is,
I'm going to take my DDM 4V7 any day over my shockwave. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Accomplishing more with the same result is what I'm trying to is all we're trying to get to. I said all of that.
I just like
just to say that.
I just like the fact that you tried to do a gun analogy. I have an appreciation for that.
I know, and I'm learning more about guns. All right. So that's the point. So again, now you said to the point of a lot of people don't know what they want to be, who they want to be, and where they want to be.
Right.
Now, a hint on that. Now, I put it under the phrase of knowing your purpose. We already know that Johnny is anti you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, no. Johnny is anti you're
born with a purpose. Right.
Johnny believes that you determine and
you're
decide
your purpose.
And you give
exactly.
yourself your purpose.
So, putting it under the umbrella or the definition of at least knowing who you are, what you want to be, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A key thing you can do is look at what innate gifts you have or innate talents. All right. Yes, you can always learn new talents and new skills, but some people pop out the womb just knowing how to do crap. That's just fact, to be honest with you. So if there's something that you do like that, find out what that is. You know, that might be a clue. You know, or maybe who you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do. It's not a science necessarily. It isn't a, okay, that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
but it could be a clue. You know what I mean? So if you come out of that womb and for some reason you sang like Whitney Houston from day one, take a look at that and maybe something. And the beautiful thing about what you said too is sometimes you don't know who you are, what you're supposed to be until you get started in something.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like a lot of people get into this music thinking they want to be an artist, right? So they go in and they do that thing. And in the process of creating this music, they realize, dang, I really, really love engineering my own stuff. I would rather engineer and mix my own stuff than actually sing my own stuff, to be honest with you. Bam. Now all of a sudden they discovered this is actually what I want to do, where I be. But they would have never discovered that if they didn't get started on the first thing.
I mean, everything.
So you
got
to get started.
Yeah, everything is a gateway to
a gateway,
something.
Right? Everything,
yeah,
including weed.
Yeah,
even though they say it ain't, but it's a gateway.
It's a wonderful gateway.
It's a gateway
to a lot of amazing places. Over the holiday when I got back from Rome, I got a chance for the first time in 5 years to go home for Christmas. We had some losses in the family. I specifically wanted to make sure that I spent some time with my aunts and cousins that I haven't gotten to see for the holidays.
Right.
And one of my cousins asked me something very specific, which it kind of shocked me because it goes back to like how people view you, how people see you, and how you think people see you.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, he'd been going through some stuff. And had been wanting to do some things, but, you know, life has its way of setting you back from stuff that you just have to adjust to. And he asked me, he was like, man, Jay, I need that golden child stuff. There's a back child to the whole golden child thing. But, like, in my family, like, when I was a kid, that whole Midas touch thing was seemingly real. And he was asking me from a place of, how did you do all of that? And I honestly didn't have an answer for it. And I simplified it to almost what I said at the beginning of this episode. You got to ask yourself three questions. I asked him, I said, yo, just let's do this. Let's take away you want to know how I did what I did. Because I can give you that blueprint. I can tell you everything I wanted to do. One, you're not going to want to go through some of the crap I went through.
And it's not for you to do
and
that.
And that's not your path. But let's start with this. What is it you want to do right now? What would make you, and I know you don't like the what'll make you happy question, but I asked him, like, what would
it's
make you
happy? It's not that I don't like happy. It.
Well, I'm. This is why I'm.
But go ahead. But it's out of bounds.
Where is this going to make you happy right now?
We need
now?
To do a podcast on that.
We can do that. We can talk about all of this stuff. And he said, I don't really know. And I said, that's the problem right there. You're so wrapped up, which I understand, in life's setbacks to where you haven't given any thought. You know how to solve these problems now. Mm-hmm. You can do that. If these problems arise again, you know the solution you use. You know where you can go for help. Like, you can do these things. But you spent no time figuring out what will actually make you, like, what's fulfilling to you. Until you can answer that question, nothing I say to you is going to be right. helpful right. at all. And before we finished talking, he was able to tell me, like, well, this is what I've always wanted to do. And I was like, bam, boom, right let's there. Start there. Yeah. All right, how far are we away from that? What do you need to get to that? And in working through that conversation, just like you just said, it started discovering 2-3 other things. Like, yo, I thought about it. I forgot I wanted to do that, mm-hmm. but I have to do that to do this. I'm like, there you go. Let's do these things.
He probably adulted himself out of even trying it.
Oh, absolutely.
Reasoned himself. Man, well, I can't really make money do that. It's going to take me too long. I got bills to pay.
And I definitely like, think that's part of it. And we do that a lot. Mm-hmm. We will excuse the hell out of ourselves away from what, who, and where we want to be, mm-hmm. Because of the uncertainty of what comes with just that fear aspect.
That's where children have it over us.
Oh, yeah. They don't care about
that. Yeah. They're just like, I'm going to try everything. And know what? If you are at that point where you can't ask yourself this question of who am I, what do I really want, da da da, just find something and try it. And not, excuse me, don't try it. Find something and do it.
Do it.
Just do it. And then after a while, you're like, I don't like doing this. Then fine, next on the list. It doesn't have to be like, but do I like doing it? If you don't know if you like it or not, then just go out there and do it.
And then
there are literally some people who don't have a freaking clue.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And they say, well, Stone, I did what you said. I look and I was like, what do I do? Well, I don't know what that is. I can't. I don't sing. I don't play sports. I'm not athletic. People don't like to talk to me. I don't make friends well. I don't know. Another clue, if you don't know what it is that you feel maybe a born gift may be for you, ask yourself this question. What breaks my heart? What makes me cry? And what gives me, just makes me happy? Like, I just, and it's not seeking happiness, but what just makes me so happy to see? I love seeing this done. It just makes me feel good, whatever. What breaks your heart and makes you cry? And then what moves you to act? That's what it was. What breaks your heart and what moves you to act? Those are two other hints as to something you can pursue. So again, if you don't even know where to start, those are just three clues you can look at. Do I have a gift that I just came out the womb with that I do better than most people without being educated or trained? That's one. What breaks my heart? What brings me to tears? And then two, what moves me to act? When I see it, I just feel like I need to do something. Those are three hints just to get you started. And thing is, just get started. And then your path is going to go left and right. And then eventually you're going to find that you're on this path of doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. All right. But you got to get to do it. At the end of the day, you got to get started. All right. So hopefully these things will help you. You're going to have to go back and listen to it again to find out
most
what those steps were.
Most people actually take notes while they listen to stuff.
You think so?
You do that a lot. Like, man, go back and listen to
A lot of people who I know listen to us. They say, oh, I listen to y'all in the car all the time or on their phone, or they have YouTube playing on the phone. So if you're taking notes while you're driving, kudos to you. You're better than I. But if you're not, go back and listen.
Shout out to our Tesla camp out there with the auto drive.
Hey, there it is. There it is. All right. So again, as always, hopefully you got something out of this that helps. Mm. If you want to listen to the other stuff that we talked about, you can do that at www.lifeonpodcast.com. Check out your boy on his site, Stone Stafford, StaffordSTAFFORD.com. And then get ready. This is going to come really, really fast. For anything Johnny, just 3, 2, 1.
JUSTJOYNYVAN. You like that little Rollin' Tondo right
there. This program is going to be death and a sickness. I can't even say a Facebook spreader.
I don't think anybody needs to go to any of my stuff to find anything. Oh, you're gonna see pictures of my traveling. You're going to see my kid. And you'll see some shots of me at the radio station.
AKA, you'll get to know Johnny. That's what it is.
No, not even that. No, you get to know me here.
This is true. This is true. Hey, we appreciate you guys listening, and we appreciate you supporting us. So, yes. Biggest way you can support is to hit that like button. And those, most of you guys know what that does, but for those who don't, when you hit that like button, what it does is it moves us up the rankings when people are looking for podcasts and things like that. It then says, hey, check out Life on Podcast. So that like button is a simple act, but it's a huge effect, all right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, share it with people, because our goal, and we want you to help us reach our goal of 1 million subscribers this year, in 2023. All right, so we appreciate you guys. We are out. We love you. Peace.
Holla.